Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me
down. You got it tough. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert Brands is our guest. Robert is the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation and Robert's Rules of Innovation 2, The Art of Implementation. He teaches people how to make things happen, how to start something from scratch and turn it into reality and start dropping profits to the bottom line. Robert, thanks again for being here. Robert's helping his folks with a multiple-step process of creating a new product, creating a new service. Where do you start? How do you do it by the numbers? How do you start at the first step and move forward? And now we're ready for the second steps.
Yeah, so Jim, great, thanks. And what I want to stress to your listeners, so it's for a product or service, and although this sounds like a sophisticated process, it can be very simple and being tracked off on a simple spreadsheet where you have the few projects that you're trying to develop and the different stages you're taking it through. Because one of the big benefits of these stages is that you can have multiple people working on the project at the same time and make tremendous progress in time. In particularly, for instance, if you're in the testing phase or you're in the development phase and some people are doing some work, you can do some marketing preparation and PR preparation at the same time and don't do everything one thing after another.
So you know, here's another thing, Robert. You could actually be doing this about marketing.
Exactly.
You could be testing your marketing with marketing.
Absolutely. Actually, I believe that a lot of processes, and especially marketing, for instance, needs a process like that. So let me bring you back to the stages. So we talked about ideation. We talked about building the business case. Obviously, it has to make sense. There has to be a return on investment. You want to make sure that there is a customer. Ideally, you work with a customer to develop it. And then ultimately, you really start to develop the product or service. So you need, in services, it's often nowadays around IT and making sure the capabilities are there. And in manufacturing, you have to make sure it's manufacturable with whatever the design is and or the capabilities that you have. You obviously want to try and stay within the core capabilities of what you do. When you're a baker, you're not suddenly going to become a butcher. So you need to stay in the same line, and you basically want to make sure that you get everything prepared for proper testing and validation ultimately and before you launch.
When you say testing, sometimes when people think of testing, they think of like a bench test, right? Where only you and I are the only ones who know about it. And we're testing it to see if it works. But when you say testing, you're saying put it in some kind of a form that can be shown to a disinterested person, like a customer, somebody that's off the street or whatever, and test it with them and let them see if they like it this way or if they prefer it upside down. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And let's talk about both product and service. And ideally, if you have a chance, first I said, and that's important, if you can work together with a close customer or a prospect who really is interested in what you're developing, and obviously they'll be happy to try something out.
Right.
And that is also your first customer once you can produce and deliver it. But if it is a service, see how you can just try it out with a few of your customers or consumers and see how they react and what can be improved. I mean, think back about, can you remember the Denver airport opening where they had a new luggage system?
Oh, yeah.
And they were so convinced everything was perfect, they turned it on when they opened the airport, and it was absolute disaster.
Yeah.
They did not do any practical testing.
I wish you hadn't said that. I'm going to be using that system later today. You're scaring me. You're scaring me now.
Yeah, but they figured it out by now. But we all remember what a disaster that was, and it needed some testing. That needs some validation, and you don't want to do one step forward and two back. You want to really focus on doing things the right time, first time, and making that progress.
So when you rolled it out, when you rolled out a grand opening, folks, what he's telling you is, when you roll out a grand opening, it should be the seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth time that you rolled it out.
Yeah, exactly. Do it on a smaller scale, and especially when you deal with services, and I think and anything to do with software that has an impact on your business. And the best practice really there is to do a small trial run, either on a weekend or with a few customers through the new system, mm-hmm. To see what the hiccups are, so you can tweak and optimize it, so the experience is just better.
You know, Robert, when I hear you talk about these things, and I bet you're doing the same thing, everything he's saying is just common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, what part of this, if you're saying, wow, you're not saying, wonder why he says that. You're saying, I hadn't thought about that many steps. You might be saying, I haven't thought about that many steps. But when he talks about the steps, nobody is saying, huh, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right. And
this
is
common sense.
Yeah, it's common sense.
You have to have an idea. It has to be something that will work. You need to test it to see if you need to go 2 degrees left or 2 degrees right. You need to have a customer to help you with a concept. You need to see if the dogs will eat the dog food. You need to see if the technology will work. This is common sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can actually do more harm than good with your innovation program if you do it, if you don't take the time to validate. And
common sense. Common sense in his steps, folks, which you can find. Give us the website, Robert.
It's robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
Can they find this article there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Actually, you just look for
eight-step process.
Exactly.
So check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassing. I'm right back with Robert Brands. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.